Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I'm happy that we can meet together as a global family. We will in all likelihood not meet in this world, but one day, for those of us who belong to Christ, we shall know one another in our eternal home in heaven. This reminds me of the hymn, When We All Get to Heaven. Do you know it? E.E. Hewitt wrote it in 1898. She, E.E. Hewitt is a woman, was a teacher in Philadelphia when she was struck with a spinal condition that brought to an end her teaching career. Her disease meant that she had to stay home to recover. During this time, she began to write poems for the children in her church's Sunday school. Then she taught Sunday school herself and gave leadership to training up young people in the Lord. That's when she penned these words. E.E. Hewitt wrote, "When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory." Well, dear Christians, when we all get to heaven, we will rejoice and be glad that we spent these days together in the Bible. There is never a wasted moment when we indulge the Scripture. Thank you for coming along with us on this valuable journey. Yesterday, we talked about how God asked Adam a simple yes or no question in the garden in Eden at the beginning of human history. Likewise, God will ask each one of us simple yes or no questions at the end of human history when we shall face his judgment upon our lives. In Genesis 3, verse 11, we read, "Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" This is a very straightforward question. The question is asked in such a way that Adam has to tell the truth. The answer is either yes or no. But while the man was asked a yes or no question, he did not give a yes or no answer. He did not tell the truth. Still, there is coming a judgment in which we will be asked to give an account for our lives, and when Holy God asks us the questions, we will have to give honest answers. There will be no choice in the matter. Let me show you what I mean. And to do this, we are going to leave Genesis 3, verse 11 for a bit and explore some New Testament scriptures. Let's begin with the coming judgment on every person who does not believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins. For those who reject Jesus Christ, there awaits judgment. The Bible describes this in detail as the great white throne judgment, because the Apostle John records in his vision a great white throne and Jesus who sits upon it. Sadly, not everyone is going to heaven. And this judgment is for those who are condemned by the living God to hell. Hell is real, and all who reject Christ are definitely going there. I tell you that not on my authority, but on the authority of the Word of God. So this judgment at the great white throne is not for Christians. No one who is genuinely Christian will ever appear there. As Romans 8 verse 1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." I want to be clear about this. Now let's read about this judgment for unbelievers in the book of Revelation chapter 20 and focus on verse 12. I am reading the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 20, at verse 12. "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds." Much can obviously be said about this, but I invite you to notice that the judge, who is Jesus, has books and he opens them. "And the dead were judged from the things that are written in the books, according to the deeds the now dead unbelievers did when they were here on earth in this present life." And what is written in these books that God keeps in heaven? What is written therein is every single thought, word, and deed of every single non-Christian who has ever lived. God keeps perfect and comprehensive records of every single person's life. And here, he gives the books to Jesus in order that Jesus will dispense just judgment notice based on deeds. The sinner's deeds will be measured against God's standard of perfection, and the sinner, standing there alone in their sin, without Christ having forgiven them their sin, because they never asked him to, will not measure up to God's standard of holiness. Then comes the judgment. It is here at the great white throne when these people can expect to hear God's direct and straightforward yes or no questions. With the truth, with all the evidence before them in God's set of records, in God's books, the person will be asked to give an account for their life. And there will be no choice but to give an honest answer. There is no opportunity to lie or to try and spin the lie into truth or to blame someone or something else. No. This is a moment of great personal accountability. God asks the questions, and the people at this great white throne must answer the questions. That is one very somber and serious judgment the Bible is clear about. And if I am speaking to you right now, and this is where you are headed, I urge you, humble yourself before God before it is too late and ask for his mercy upon you. Ask him to give you Jesus as the only one who can rescue you and deliver you from sin and set you free from this great white throne judgment. As always, I stand by, as do your Christian friends and family, to answer any questions you have and to guide you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just write to me. Just speak with Christians who you know. And speaking of us who love Christ and trust solely in him for our eternal life, while it is true that we will not stand at the great white throne and we will never be condemned to hell, there is also coming a judgment for us. The Bible describes this as the judgment seat of Christ in 2 Corinthians 5. To be clear, anyone who meets Christ at his judgment seat is definitely going to heaven. It is that as we enter heaven, Jesus calls us to account for our lives. We read about this in Romans chapter 14, verse 12. This is Romans 14, 12. So then, each one of us will give an account of himself to God. I do not know how this fact, a day of accountability face to face with Jesus, strikes you. Frankly, this makes me somber and serious. I am fully expecting Jesus to ask me direct questions. I anticipate the kind of yes or no question that Adam got back in the garden. With Jesus before me, he who is the truth, I will have no choice but to give an honest answer. There is no opportunity to lie or to try and spin the lies into truth or to blame someone or something else. No. This is a moment of great personal accountability. Jesus asks the questions, and the Christians at the judgment seat of Christ must answer the questions. There is one more New Testament scripture I want to share with you, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. This is also addressed to Christian people. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5 says, "Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts, and then each man's praise will come to him from God." The context here is that Paul is urging the Corinthian Christians not to try and be God by judging and assessing the ministry of other Christians. He says there will come a time when every Christian's work will be judged, but that the responsibility for that judgment belongs to the Lord alone. He says, wait until the Lord comes. And then notice carefully what the Lord Jesus will do He will bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. This is not a reference to evil or sinful things, because Paul says each man's praise will come to him from God. Praise will certainly never be given for evil or sin. This praise is for the pure motives of our hearts. Other people cannot see inside our hearts, but God can. And when he looks therein, he measures hidden things that only he can see, and he measures all the motives in our hearts that only he can see. The word motives here means secret thoughts. Only God knows my secret thoughts. I do not even understand them, but he does. And he will bring them to light when, again, I anticipate being asked direct yes or no kind of questions. And presented with the things hidden in the darkness, and Christ having disclosed the motives of my heart, I will have to answer him honestly. Have you thought about this recently? The Lord is interested not just in what we do, but also in our motivation for doing it. It is sobering, isn't it? Christ weighs the motivation. He gets down inside behind the action, and he weighs our motivations for doing what we do. We serve the Lord, we do good deeds, yes, but what is the motivation behind them? It is quite possible to do good, but for the wrong reasons. Let us check our own hearts this day. My point today is this. As God came into the garden and asked Adam and Eve questions, direct, straightforward, yes or no questions, so likewise God will question you and I. It behooves us to think about how we will answer before we are questioned. How might our answers on that day change how we live on this day? How might our answers on that day change how we live on this day? Join me tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.